Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So we've got drive moments for the matured listeners. When a headliner doesn't show up to an event, does it change the way you see them? Well, this has to do with, I think this was inspired by the American elections, the U.S. elections. Remember when Trump was leading, he was very confident. He came out and told the people, like, we're in the building. And then, obviously, Kamala's people were also waiting for her to come and talk to them. And, one of the spokespeople came out on stage and says, no, Kamala is not available. She'll only come back. She'll only come tomorrow. And obviously, they were disappointed because I think they were together during tough times. And one would have expected her to come out even when things were not looking good. But I guess, you know what? We are human. We are human.
Yeah, we don't take defeat the same way.
Maybe she, you know, maybe she was not feeling good, so...
Then she then proves everybody who said that can Kamala really run America right? Because you can't be that disappointed that you don't even show up for the people that were with you crying. You think they are not disappointed? Do you think that a lot of the people, even outside of America, are not disappointed that you didn't win?
Yeah.
You can't be a crybaby, man. It's life. Yeah. You win some, you lose some.
So honestly, does it change the way you see her?
Absolutely it does. Absolutely it does. Because I feel like because you are the leader, we will even be harder on you. Our standards are that much higher as to a layman or a laywoman.
All right, let's bring it back home.
Yeah.
Let's not even look at it at politics. Let's look at it as a headline act.
Yeah.
That doesn't pitch.
Yeah.
At a gig.
At a gig. You're waiting for Kulichana for Mufftown Heights.
Yeah.
Kulichana Jarazwagadi.
There's usually bottles that fly. I know, I've been to many of those gigs.
So unless Kulichana is in a coma or has unfortunately
been
passed
in an accident.
Away.
Yeah.
Or he's incapacitated to relay the message that guys in such a vena can't come, I will completely lose my mind. Because I do think that we've got social media now, things are easier.
Yeah.
When you are stuck somewhere, we've seen it. People saying, guys, I'm meant to be on this flight so that I can perform to the next. My flight has just been cancelled. Look at me. I'm at Old Town. But that person takes their fans seriously and understands that money is too tight to mention. If I have purchased a ticket to come see your comedy show and you are not here because of something that you can't control, find a way. Phone Cindy. Cindy, tell the people I can't come. Do something. Do something.
Or maybe if you're able to find a replacement quickly, you know, find a pops. Find
Scuba. Scuba. Celeste.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? That's why I think in the early 2000s, I was reluctant to perform with musicians. But Brothers of Peace. But Tebe. Because you know, if you're a DJ, sometimes you try and delay the set and play longer so that they rock up. Because you call them like, hey, Oskido, where are you? Oh, we are on the way, my man, we are on the way. And there was a time when I played and I could see the crowd was losing it.
Yeah.
I think firstly it was the guys from POP. Secondly it was Morda, Black Motion in Bloemfontein. And I kept playing. But no, Motsileng, it's 5 minutes. Eventually, you know what I did? Because for fear of being attacked by their fans, I left my stick there, my USB.
Playing.
So I played Kulo's song because it was 9 minutes long. Got into my car. 10 kilometers later, I bump into these two papagayes on their way to the gig.
Memory stick, you have to say.
I left it there because I was like, I've heard it. I don't want to be attacked. I'm gone. So yeah, it gets tricky when a headliner does not
pitch,
especially if there is no explanation.
Yeah.
But some people don't rock up because they're greedy, doing 4 gigs in one night. You know,
and all of them are 100 kilometers apart.
100%.
So does that change your perspective?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've gotten to a point where early, basically, that you know what, I'm more comfortable doing one gig. You know why? Because you are in a good mood. I've realized with other guys in the industry, if they have 3 gigs, they become rude. Like, if they come at a gig and they find you playing, they don't even greet. I'm going to talk really pale. With his headphones. He's ready to play because he's got another pressing issue. But yeah, it can get tricky when the headliner is not there. It's like going to a derby and Kaizer Chiefs doesn't pitch.
Aibo, Senzanjan.
Senzanjan. But we wouldn't intend to replace. Ni replace ang anigit Chiefs.
Exactly, you can't. Makalens.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Have you ever been stood up by a headliner?
No.
Okay.
I haven't. And I think that's because I don't find myself in situations where...
You don't go out, you can't say it. Just say it.
A headline. I think you have and you're not even aware. Let's take it back to your work. Have you ever waited for someone that is big and didn't pitch?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, in that sense...
Because you put it out there, not only performers, politicians.
Right. No, fair
like
enough.
Like headliners.
Fair enough. I'm trying to think. I mean, yeah, of course, man.
Don't think, thought.
There's ministers all the time who promise to pull through and they never
and
do.
And you are ready with the questions.
And you are ready. Nakona, Nyakbona, you are ready. You've sent out a promo. You have been punting this person for hours. But 7:30.
And has that changed how you see them?
No, because I understand the work. I understand the workshop. I completely get it.
Did
so
you say
I go personal. Yeah, Shem.
When I'm a Kumalo, Ronaldinho never stood you up.
Lauren Hill, remember
Lionel
that
Messi?
Time?
Oh, Lauren Hill.
The Lauren Hill saga.
Wait.
I was there with the peoples.
Is it?
Waiting for Lauren Hill.
The one she performed like after 10. When she was supposed to be on stage at 8.
Ngahamba phela mina.
Wahamba. Wangala wahamba.
Ah ngahamba.
Hi bo makhumalo.
Ngikile umuvile from English to Zulu.
Exactly.
Manje. Hey Macfist taxi pega. So when a headliner doesn't show up to an event, does it change the way you see them? Have you ever made extensive plans to see a famous public figure, artist, speaker, only to learn on the day that the headliner is not coming to the event? Which event was it? Who was the headliner? Definitely Khomotsa. Oh, we got a caller.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're going to Sasolburg, the home of Lulo Cafe.
Yes.
Ah.
And your new superstar DJ called Stacy.
Okay.
Believe that. 18 years old, female DJ. Take it from me or take it to the bank. And what then?
Hey, Albert.
Hey,
no, I'm good, my brother.
Good.
You know, your topic reminds me of something. I was still in Bloemfontein about around 2010. So we're doing World Cup activation for the games that were playing in Bloemfontein.
Yes.
So we decided, no, we're doing local artists, but we just need one main DJ. Then this guy came and said, no, take this one. The fellow was a main DJ with Metro FM. I'll not name his name.
Why? There's nothing wrong. I mean, it's no big deal.
I'll tell you at the end.
Okay.
So, the guy is up. I called him direct, not even with a manager. Call him direct. We spoke. We agreed. Same details, paid black rent. The following day, the fellow around 4:45. I told him he's playing at 10 o'clock. Around 4:45, the fellow calls me and say, hey, bro, I'm sick. I can't make it. Can you give me your bank details? I'll return your money. I tried to plead with the fellow. I failed. Then after that, the same fellow who gave me this one's number said to me, no, I have another guy. He's reliable, this one. I said, no, but you cannot be saying to me he's reliable. So I'm going to play another first time. Why is he reliable, the second person? Otherwise, give me the number. I called this guy. This guy said to me, hey, bro, I'm at the gym now. You're apparently drag suit. I said, no, don't worry about gym. If you can show faces, I just need a main act. The fellow said, no, it's fine. I'm driving. I said, give me bank details. I said, your money. He said, no, let me drive to Bloemfontein. You pay me when I'm there. He said, what time I'm playing? I said, 10 o'clock. The fellow drove at around 9:30. He said to me, I'm almost there. I don't know, sharp. He arrived, he played, he saved my event. And that person
was Glenn Lewis.
The fellow was Glenn Lewis. He came with the track suit. I think he was driving a golf. I can't remember the car.
Okay, let Glenn finish the story. Glenn, who was the guy that cancelled the first time?
Yes, I can't remember.
I don't think I told him.
I don't think he told me. I was a second...
You're a substitute.
I was a substitute, yeah. But you see, when someone books me for me, we all love money. I'm never in a hurry to take the money. You know? Yeah. Like, I went to the event because Bloemfontein, guys, has always been like one of my favorite homes. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nah,
so, we're still missing the other guy who disappointed you.
Who was that?
The other guy. So, I asked, and you'll make it. I said, no, I'll make it. And Shady made it. When he arrived there, saying the golf was hot, I could feel it. The
fence were we don't worry about the golf. The guy that didn't show up.
The guy who didn't show up, Smiley.
Keyboard
charge.
No! No surprises there. But did he pay you back?
Oh,
he's gone.
No, he's not gone. He's there.
Did he pay you back?
Yeah. No, he did immediately.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's your boy.
Okay,
it's your boy.
Okay, okay.
It's your boy.
Okay. All right.
Never thought about
that. We hounded that guy for the name.
No, but there's never gonna be a time where we listen to the story that long and we don't get the right names. No, no.
He was scared to play hip hop. Go film for them. They're going to do hip hop. Sorry, Babla Mona. But the house so run out.
It hasn't happened to me, but I feel like I would want my money back because I came there for a certain person. And if the person, I don't even want, if like I went like Saturday, I went for Skumba doesn't pitch up, and then substitute with the person that I don't like. So now, pay back my money.
Trump did the same thing when he lost to Biden. His people were waiting for him. He didn't show up. So you can't say you're disappointed in Kamala and how can she lead the country, whereas Trump did the very same thing.
Yeah, you know what, with comedy I think it's different, eh? Like, if I want to see Skumba, I want to see Skumba. You can bring whoever, Chris Rock, whoever. I want Skumba.
I mean, people now recently remember Janet Jackson couldn't come.
Yeah.
And they got Buster. Right? And I think there, the only thing that we really all know is that it was completely out of her control.
Yeah.
She could not have done anything.
But to be quite
it was like, I think, was.
But to be quite honest, I mean, those were two different artists. Yeah. Buster Rhymes, Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
And if you try and replace Janet Jackson with another female, who do you get at the 11th hour?
Yeah.
So just those guys were very
like, was already in it.
Yeah. Just got Erykah Badu. They've already been here.
Angie Stone, which is not the same.
Yeah, not the same. Unless you Mariah go Carey. For Rihanna, maybe.
Rihanna and Janet.
Maybe. I would look at maybe Rihanna.
Yeah.
That's why Busta Rhymes.
But even the replacement, yeah, Busta, a lot of people were unhappy with it because they are not hip-hop heads. They wanted slow music. You know what I mean? So I suppose go people, left or
Janet
don't
Jackson is slow music.
I yeah.
Things are ring.
Ring.
I did two songs.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Halibuaka, this thing of people not showing up. I remember we once went to these jazz festivals. There was one that used to happen every year. Komoritele Park. Yo? Black Motion. Did we not wait for Black Motion? I think we went home around 4 o'clock and Black Motion never showed up. It was on that day that I decided no one deserves this kind of loyalty from me. Never again. During that time, it's cold.
I was a big performance.
Drive
959 with Glenn. Komoso and Skumba. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.